Hello, coaches, and welcome to the Coaching Coordinator Podcast Weekly Highlights. This week, we hear about program turnaround and football development, the dynamic of coaching with friendship, education in detail and special teams, advice for program turnaround, and dominating on defense. Monday, we have the Your Call with coaches Ben Powell and Mike Norman.
And I think that's how you get and stay at the elite level. You know, JT Curtis is talking this week. Mm-hmm. I've been to his practices. I've listened to him speak. You know, he's 5 miles down the road. And guess what? It's nonstop attention to detail in every aspect of the program. And I think that's how you get to the top and how you stay on the top. From being in past championship programs, that's how you get there. It's the nonstop, relentless attention to detail, whether it's tackling technique and rugby tackling, the weight room, you know, your O-line technique, D-line technique. It's all about that fine detail. And that's, I think that's something that people don't realize is that's how you make that next jump, is that it's really about those razor's edge details.
Yes.
That you have to focus on. Going back to that Randy Jackson daily fist fight, right. You know, his is all about culture. But it's that razor's edge in everything. It's in your culture. It's in your weight room. It's in your conditioning program. It's in your grades. It's in your, you know, tackling technique. It's in, you know, your wide receiver technique. Whatever it is that you do, it's paying attention to details and getting the kids to do it. And that's where, you know, this year we made the playoffs because it was the first year that our older kids started coaching our younger kids.
Tuesday, we get the dynamic of friendship from coaches Chris Vassar and Coach Stephen Lowe.
Answer for the offensive side, I mean, there's multiple times within, you know, a season, a game week, an off season where, you know, we just bounce ideas off each other. You know, I take a look and, hey, this is something I'm looking at putting in. How would you guys defend it? What would give you guys problems? And we kind of, you know, almost game plan, you know, a lot of issues and things that, you know, out of our, you know, out of our systems and take a look at where the holes were. And, you know, he would see things from angles and from sides that I wouldn't, you know, originally take a look at. And you know, I think it's important for any staff to really, you know, collaborate and work together, because I think you can get, you know, a lot of the holes and a lot of your blind spots, you know, taken care of, because, you know, you have the opposite side of the ball attacking how they would attack it in a game week.
Wednesday, we talked to Appalachian State special teams coordinator Eric Link about special teams.
Keith, for me, you know, my coaching why I do this is coaching to me is teaching. And at the core, my foundation is a high school football coach and teacher, and that's what I've kind of always wanted to do. That's how I got in the profession, and for me, it's about developing dynamic and meaningful relationships with my players and with the men that I'm working with on a daily basis, the coaches and the kids, and that's really why I do what I do, is to try to have a positive impact on everybody that I'm associated with and that I get the opportunity to work with on a day in, day out basis. So to me, I mean, my why is those relationships that you get to build with your players and with the staff that you're with.
Thursday, we get advice for program turnaround from Coach Rick Stewart.
So that's really the step one is changing the mindset and the culture of your coaches, and then making sure you have things set up in the off season, not just weight training. It can't just be about weight training, where you're creating situations where players and coaches can build what I call love and trust, and build that brotherhood, so that when adversity hits and when bad things hit, you've already got these bonds formed.
Friday, we hear from Frostburg State defensive coordinator John Killing about his dominating defense.
One of the big reasons why we're able to be successful, because guys are willing to throw their bodies around and take out different blockers just so they can see their teammates be successful. They take as much pride and joy of watching others be successful as they do seeing themselves successful. Easy for me to say. But that's one of the big things is, you know, working on that end of it. The second thing we really focus on is trying to be positive. We really try to focus on making sure every single day that somehow, some way, we're trying to lift each other up, that we're not trying to tear each other down, that we are constantly trying to build and build higher, and to make sure that we don't have a lot of those scuffles.
Continue to tune into the Coaching Coordinator Podcast on SoundCloud, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play. give us a like or 5-star review. Don't forget to check out our blogs on blogs.usafootball.com. And check us out on Twitter at FBDevCoach and all the stuff that we do at footballdevelopment.com, where you can get access to our contact systems and our advanced tackling system.